Good morning, gamers. Welcome to Morning Martlet, your trusted source for the latest in gaming news. Grab your morning potion and let's level up your day. Activision has unveiled Elsewhere Entertainment, a new studio based in Warsaw, Poland, aimed at developing a narrative-based and genre-defining AAA franchise. This is Activision's second studio in Poland, following Infinity Ward Poland in Krakow. The studio has been operating behind the scenes until now, and this announcement marks its first public introduction. According to Activision's blog post, Elsewhere Entertainment's team consists of storytelling experts with experience working on notable franchises such as The Last of Us, Uncharted, The Witcher, Cyberpunk, Destiny, The Division, and Far Cry. The studio is actively recruiting developers to create a state-of-the-art and next-generation gaming experience, which is understood not to be related to Call of Duty. Details about Elsewhere Entertainment's first franchise are sparse, but the studio aims to craft a franchise with an enduring legacy that resonates beyond games, hinting at a transmedia approach. This strategy suggests an aspiration to achieve the success of franchises like The Last of Us and Fallout, potentially even expanding into areas like theme parks. Activision is primarily known for its work on the Call of Duty series, with additional titles such as the Crash Bandicoot games, Sekiro: Shadows Die Twice, and Destiny under its belt. The establishment of Elsewhere Entertainment is notable in an industry currently experiencing significant layoffs. Last week, Microsoft Activision Blizzard's parent company closed several studios, including Tango Gameworks and Arcane Austin. Activision Blizzard itself faced layoffs earlier in 2024, with Blizzard being particularly affected. Elsewhere Entertainment's project is likely still a few years away from release, based on typical development timelines. Meanwhile, Activision is gearing up for the reveal of the next Call of Duty at the upcoming Xbox Showcase on June 9th. Ubisoft has announced the arrival of Skull and Bones Season 2, attributing the decision to the tremendous response from the game's community. Skull and Bones launched in February on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and PC, excluding Steam, after enduring years of delays and initial reports of low player numbers. Season 1 followed the game's launch, and now Ubisoft has shared details on what to expect from Season 2. In a blog post, Ubisoft expressed gratitude for the community's engagement. "Let us begin by saying how amazing it has been for all of us working on Skull and Bones to witness the tremendous response from our entire community since the launch of our game," the post read. "From the ways our players engage with our game and content, to the ton of screenshots, videos, and live streams shared across social media, Discord, and Reddit." Despite not disclosing exact sales figures for Skull and Bones during its most recent financial report, Ubisoft highlighted the game's strong engagement, noting it had the second best daily playtime for a Ubisoft game. This included an average of 4 hours of playtime in the first weeks following the launch, which Ubisoft attributed to the endgame content introduced with Season 1. 2K Games is set to unveil the next iteration in one of its biggest and most beloved franchises at Summer Game Fest on Friday, June 7th. This announcement has sparked widespread speculation among fans about which franchise will be featured. The leading candidates include Mafia 4 and Borderlands 4, with many hoping for the long-awaited reveal of BioShock 4 after a 5-year wait. The most likely contender, however, appears to be Borderlands 4, which was confirmed to be in development earlier this year. This potential announcement would align well with the upcoming release of the Borderlands movie, set to hit theaters on August 9th. Gearbox CEO Randy Pitchford has been teasing Borderlands 4, expressing his excitement about the project. "Look, we haven't even announced anything of it," Pitchford said in March. "Clearly, we're working on something, and I know what we're working on, and holy shit, it's the greatest thing we've ever done, and I can't wait, but it's not time yet. It's not time yet. There will be a time." In addition to this upcoming reveal, Take-Two Interactive, the parent company of 2K Games, recently released its earnings report, highlighting that GTA 5 has surpassed 200 million units sold and providing a narrowed release window for GTA 6, which is now autumn 2025. Medieval city builder Manor Lords has achieved remarkable success, selling 2 million copies within just 3 weeks of its early access launch. Developed by Slavic Magic and published by Hooded Horse, the game debuted on Steam for $39.99 and was also available on PC Game Pass starting April 26th. The game has been particularly well received on Steam, boasting every positive user review rating. Publisher Hooded Horse revealed that during Manor Lords' opening weekend, the game's concurrent player count peaked at over 173,000 on Steam, marking the highest ever concurrent player count for a city builder on the platform. The first 1 million sales were achieved by the next day. Since the launch, solo developer Greg Steitzing has been diligently processing player feedback, with the first patch now in open testing. "It's been wonderful to see so many players give Manor Lords a try," commented Hooded Horse CEO Tim Bender. "We had some pretty optimistic expectations, and even some wild hopes, but reaching 2 million copies on Manor Lords so quickly has exceeded even those." Wayfinder, the online action RPG originally from Darksiders developer Airship Syndicate, has undergone a significant transformation. After its initial launch last August as a free-to-play title under the publishing of Warframe developer Digital Extremes, the game has been reworked and re-announced as a single-player, paid release following Digital Extremes' decision to return the publishing rights late last year. Initially, Wayfinder combined small-scale dungeon crawling for up to 3 players with larger open zones accommodating 40 players. However, the game faced numerous challenges, including thousands of negative Steam reviews at launch due to server issues and uncertainty after Digital Extremes closed its publishing arm. Now, Wayfinder has been overhauled into Wayfinder Echoes, a paid title with no monetization and no online requirements. Airship Syndicate has reimagined the game as a single-player experience with optional peer-to-peer 3-player co-op. "We realize this is a big shift," the studio writes in its announcement post, "but a necessary one to guarantee that the game is around forever." Fortnite maker Epic Games has vowed to contest a €1.1 million fine imposed by the Dutch consumer regulator, which accuses the company of unfair commercial practices aimed at children. The Netherlands Authority for Consumers and Markets, ACM, conducted an investigation and concluded that Epic Games exploited the vulnerabilities of children through specific design choices in its item shop. The ACM claims these practices included using advertisements with slogans like "Get it now," intended to encourage children to make purchases, and misleading sale countdown timers that implied items would soon be removed from sale when they ultimately were not. According to the ACM, these tactics violated requirements of professional diligence. In its defense, Epic Games shared a response with Eurogamer, stating that the ACM's decision contains significant factual errors about how Fortnite and the item shop operate, and that the mandated changes by the ACM would result in a poor experience for players. Epic Games intends to appeal the decision. While the appeal is pending, Epic Games announced it will implement a change effective the 24th of May, whereby Dutch players under 18 will not be able to see or purchase items that are available in the shop for less than 48 hours. Prior to the ACM's decision, Epic Games had already made several item shop adjustments. One such change, effective from the 24th of May, will include adding a date to each item in the item shop so players can see how long it will be available, aiming to eliminate the ambiguity around item availability. Take-Two Interactive CEO Strauss Zelnick has stated that the publisher has not shut down OliOli developer Roll7 and Kerbal Space Program 2 Studio Intercept Games, contradicting earlier reports and evidence. Word of Intercept Games' closure, including the loss of 70 jobs at the studio, surfaced through a Washington State closure notice submitted by Take-Two and corroborated by affected employees on social media. Bloomberg's Jason Schreier later reported Roll 7's closure after reviewing an internal email sent to Take-Two staff. Despite this, Zelnick told IGN's Rebecca Valentine, "We didn't shutter those studios." He explained, "We are always looking at our release schedule across all of our studios to make sure that it makes sense. We are being very judicious because we are in the middle of a cost reduction program that we've already concluded and are now fully rolling out. We've announced that we're saving $165 million in existing and future costs, but we haven't shuttered anything." When IGN asked for clarification on whether the reports of Roll 7 and Intercept's closures were being denied, a Take-Two Interactive PR representative intervened, noting, "In the 8K filing that we put out, we talked about the cost reduction plan being approximately a 5% reduction in headcount worldwide, but we did not provide a label-by-label breakdown of what that looks like." That wraps up today's episode of Morning Martlet, where we ventured through the twists and turns of the gaming industry. And until next time, keep playing, keep dreaming, and keep listening to Morning Martlet.